Translation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with a body. One may die today or after hundreds of years, but death is sure for every living entity. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Vasudeva wanted to impress upon Kamsa that although Kamsa feared dying and therefore wanted to kill even a woman, he could not avoid death. Death is sure. Why then should Kamsa do something that would be detrimental to his reputation and that of his family? As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha tasmad aparihare rate natvam shochitamahasi. For one who has taken birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. One should not fear death. Rather, one should prepare oneself for the next birth. One should utilize one's time in this human form to end the process of birth and death. It is not that to save oneself from death, one should entangle oneself in sinful activities. This is not good. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksasun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Syadaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we had this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Maharaj Prickett, who was going to die within 7 days. And so he was a great king. Of course, he wasn't an ordinary king. He was a great devotee of Krishna also, having seen Lord Krishna in the womb. And if you see in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, there's the story of Prickett Maharaj. And this story is like happening after Bhagavad Gita practically. Bhagavad Gita finishes, and Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, is like a condensed history of the time on earth just after Bhagavad Gita and the Battle of Kurukshetra. So Maharaj Prickett, it said he was playing with dolls of Krishna. He was a devotee from his childhood, and he was called Prickett because he was inquisitive. Prickett means he was inquisitive. Who is this person I saw in the womb? Because Krishna, by the time Maharaj Prickett had grown up, Krishna's had left the planet, I believed. Is that right? So this whole first canto is like a prelude to the Bhagavatam, and it all builds up to Maharaj Prickett's leela of getting cursed. Now see the difference between Kamsa and Prickett Maharaj. When Kamsa gets cursed to die, he wants to kill his sister, he wants to save his body, kill his reputation, become a demon, he doesn't care, just to save his body. And when Prickett Maharaj gets cursed to die, he's the emperor of the whole world, the most powerful personality in the whole of the world. When he gets cursed to die, he thought, great, I can give up this responsibility in my family life and just completely absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. See the difference, the demon and the devotee. So Prickett Maharaj, he's like very intelligent. He takes the curse from Shonaka Rishi. Sringi Rishi, sorry. He takes the curse and he very intelligently, he gathers all the great sages on the bank of the Ganges. And he asked this question, I've got 7 days to live, what should I do? So all these great sages are gathered, and in walks Shukadeva Goswami. And immediately, it is obvious that this is the person who is going to answer the question of Prickett Maharaj. So Shukadeva Goswami then begin, Tasmat Saveshu Kaleshu, Shotavya Kititavya, Smartavya. One should always chant, remember, hear about Krishna. This is his beginning. This is all in the second canto. That one should withdraw one's mind from material life and engage oneself in Krishna consciousness. And here, the tenth canto, so just to recap that, then Shukadev Goswami has spoken the whole nine cantos here. We're on the tenth canto. When I joined, we got to the ninth canto, the end of the ninth canto, and Akhandadi Prabhu, who was the temple president at the time, he said, we're not going to read the tenth canto. It's too advanced. So we went back to the first canto. And now we are here, 25 years later. We've reached the tenth canto. So at the beginning of this chapter, as beautiful, Maharaj Parikshit's becoming very enthusiastic. And he speaks, this is the most he's spoken in any chapter of the Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit. He's quoted this verse that hearing about Krishna is the real osadi, it's the real medicine for one who is undergoing repeated birth and death. Who will not hear about this subject matter except one who is not interested in self-realization, one who is a butcher, like that. Most degraded person. Because this human life, atato brahma jigyasa, is only meant for spiritual realization. That's all. So he becomes more and more inquisitive, and he begins, now tell me about Krishna. He's appeared in the Yadu dynasty. I want to hear everything about Krishna from his beginning to end. It's probably the last few days of the recitation, because in the Bhagavatam you'll find, if you want to read the whole thing in 7 days, it tells you which you should read until the third day, to the first day, the second day, like that. So the first day you get somewhere in the third canto for the first day, and then you sleep and eat, and then you wake up. The 7 days recitation of the Bhagavatam. You can do that one day in your life. Just read the verses all the way through. Why not? Get a good chronological feel for it. So what I'm trying to say is that the history has gone everywhere, all over the universe, all the incarnations of Godhead, different stories, different conversations, and now it's kind of gone back to more a current time. Krishna, he's just been here, please tell me everything about him. Now what's fascinating about the universal history of all the incarnations, that Krishna just came recently here, and then Lord Chaitanya. And as far as I understand, although we understand that there were many people, Krishna says, that attain perfection, this prema, Vrindavan, consciousness of Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, was not so easily and readily available as it is right now. So we are the most fortunate people in the history of the universe, having come at this time. That make you feel happy? Kale dosa nidhe rajan asti eko mahad gunad. Ketana deva Krishna sha mukta sangha param brajet. Brajet. This word is there. Sava dharma parichaja. Mamikam shadanam braja. Braja means to go. So living entity is meant to go back to Godhead. And we're all going to learn one aphorism today. It's a Bengali aphorism. It says, "Bhajan kode, sadan kode, mutli janle hoy." I want you to all learn this shloka with me today, okay? Bhajan kode, sadan kode, mutli janle hoy. So, what is the meaning? Your bhajan, your sadhan, these are tested at the time of death. All your bhajan, all your sadhana, tested at the time of death. Okay, you should always remember this shloka. It's very nice, keep you alert, keep you on your toes. If you speed up your life, you know, say you get them movies that they speed it all up. If you speed up your life, you know, and you see what is useful and what is of value, what is the arta, what is the real value of your life. So every second that you spend in the temple room, away from all the distractions of Kali Yuga, that's valuable. And when you attentively stay in the temple room, it's very valuable, very help you at the time of death. All the service, all the sadhana. Bhajan kore, sadhan kore, murtle janle hoy. So there are two themes in this purport. One is duty, and one is about death. So Arjuna, he also, not in the same way, but he wants to abandon his duty. He wants to go and live in the Himalayas. He wants to renounce, go to the forest, give up all his... He thinks he will avoid all his distress and uncomfortability. That's not really a word, is it? Uncomfortability. He wants to get away from all his troubles. Sometimes we like that. We want to get away from all our troubles. Oh, it's so difficult. Let me go to give up all my duty and responsibilities. But Krishna says, no, you have to do your duty. Tasmat saveshu kaleshu. Yeah, beautiful verse. It says, you fight and you smaran yujacha, you remember me. So this is the real business of human life. And because one has to have a lot of taste for shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, to be able to go and give up all activities. Prabhupada said the perfection is one gives up everything and just hears the pastimes of Krishna. And if before that, one should engage oneself, whatever talent he has, whatever inclination he has, in the service of Krishna. So this running away from the material world is only going to... It's not recommended. In the third canto, Krishna says, mityachar. One who gives up all his duties and tries to renounce the world, he's a mityachar, he's a pretender. Because his mind is still attached to sense gratification. So our big problem is sense gratification. We're Kali Yuga Wallace. We're born in a demoniac society. We're brought up with demoniac principles. Many of us were brought up in very degraded backgrounds. So our mind, our senses, we're addicted to sense gratification. Our minds are addicted. As soon as we go out and we see the object of the senses, we immediately contemplate them. And we have got no taste to go and chant 64 rounds in. Therefore, we have to engage our senses in service and gradually purify ourselves. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat bharat vina nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us so much service that we can do with our working senses. We distribute books, clean the temple, cook, spread the Sankirtan movement in any way with our intelligence, with our mind, with our wealth. So the service is open there. There is no dearth of service opportunity. And this is the ultimate benediction for the living entities of Kali Yuga, that their real duty of life is to get a taste for hearing and chanting. For example, if one does one's duty nicely but doesn't get a taste for Krishna consciousness, this is condemned. It says in the Bhagavatam that one may rise very high in the Varnashram, be a Paka Brahmin, be a great yogi, but if he's got no devotion, then he will fall down again. This is the decree. So all through the Bhagavatam there's this discussion, questions and answers, and on one side they're trying to cut. Sadhu means to cut. Narada Muni is there. Shiva is there. They're instructing King Prachina Bahashat, the Prachetas. Rahugana is instructing Jad Bharat is instructing Rahugana Maharaj. And they're saying that the living entity is caught up in this illusion. He is trying to enjoy vain search for happiness in this material world. And all the while, he is defeated. Mogasha, moga kamana, moga jnana vichetasa. His knowledge is defeated. His happiness is defeated. And he becomes frustrated. This verse about death is there. When I was in India, I got a text in September. Nandan Brahmachari, he organizes a class, sent me this text. Can you give class tomorrow, Saturday? Tomorrow's class is about Lord Nityananda's dancing. So I thought, oh, great. You know, I can research all the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it's just going to be a nectar class. And then he said, oh, sorry, there's a VIP coming. Can you give class today, Friday? So then he sent me a text, the verse, I said, I was about death, you know? Wow. But then I got a phone call. My oldest friend in this world, he died. 2 days older than me only. He was like my brother. And him and his brother, out of all, I came from a very kind of community kind of people. And only two people became devotees, this friend and his brother. So I went to the funeral. And I tell you, funerals are great places for preaching. Great place to be a devotee. Everyone's heart's very softened by the ceremony. They're feeling kind of like open. Then you go to the reception and you're Hare Krishna and they're like, everyone's like attracted. They want spiritual something, you know? So it was kind of Krishna's arrangement that I saw. I would put the garland in the body. While I'm flying over there to the funeral, I've got to see his mother and his brother. So I'm thinking this is a test, you know? All the time we're hearing, oh, the soul is eternal. Don't be afraid of death. Do your sadhana. So there's a test how to deal with the real real thing. You go to meet the mother and the relatives. So when we left go to see the body, the mother, she said, what do you think, is there a soul? I said, all religions, the soul is eternal. She was going in the waves of lamentation and then up again, you know, like that. So death is certain, death is unavoidable. And one should have full confidence that you're doing the right thing by hearing and chanting and remembering. In the Bhagavatam, the story of Didichi Muni, also Maharaj Prickett himself, the demigods came to Didichi Muni, give me your body. We need your body to make a weapon. So Didichi Muni, he wasn't bothered, but he teased them, said, I need my body for religious principles. And the demigods said, no, the ultimate religious principle is to sacrifice yourself for the good of others. So eventually Didichi Muni, he agreed. And it said he was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he didn't even realize he'd been killed. He went into samadhi. Same with Maharaj Prickett. In the Nectar of Devotion, there's a beautiful verse that although Maharaj Prickett was terrified of this, can you imagine? In 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, this snake bird is going to come and kill you. So it said, although Maharaj Prickett was terrified of this creature that was going to come, he was getting so much nectar from hearing about Krishna. Katamrita. All the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto, they are awakened smaranam. Remembrance of Krishna. And remembrance leads to meditation. And this is the ultimate essential advice of Rupa Goswami, Tanam Krishna Charitadi Sukirtanana. One should hear, chant, remember Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Should understand these stories of Krishna, they're all eternal. They're eternally going on. And one can read them over and over again. When I joined, I had Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book. They were the two books I had before I joined. So I was reading Krishna book. 25 years later, I'm still reading the same Krishna book. And it's still nice. I like it. Why not? What other books can you read 25 years? You read some novel or you see some movie. Can you see it again and again for 25 years? No. This is a proof that this is spiritual, transcendental. Over and over again, this Bhagavatam. Devotee means always reading, always hearing, always chanting, always remembering. This is our business. And this is the only thing that can save one from the pangs of death, bereavement, poverty, misery. All miseries are killed by devotional service. Manmana bhava mad bhakto ma jaji mam namaskuru. Always think of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said one should offer one's obeisances to Krishna at every moment. Trying to remember. I won't keep you much longer, but I always wanted to learn this verse and I never learnt it until yesterday. So here we go. I'm going to forget it now. Help me, Gopi Janavallabha. Both by rising and by setting. No? Ayati. Speak a bit louder. Ayoharati vaipungsam. Yes. Kriyate yachano nita utamashloka vatate vataya. Sorry, yes. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the life of everyone, except one who utilizes his time. Chana nita. Chana means time, also like moment. Nita utilizes one time in Uttama Shloka Vataya, the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our business, our worship of Krishna. And there's another verse in the Puranas, says, Tamadi Devam Karuna Nidanam Tamalavanam Suhitavataram Apara Sangsara Samudra Setam Bajamahe Bhagavata Swarupam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto this original personality of Godhead, Adidevam, who's an ocean of mercy, whose complexion is like a tamal tree, who incarnates into this world for the benefit of all, and who is like a bridge for crossing over the ocean of birth and death, and whose body is Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 11th canto, it's said that when Krishna wound up his pastimes, he was satisfied because he knew that by his form he'd attracted our minds, by his pastime he'd attracted our ears, etc. And he knew and he was satisfied that he's left enough lila, so many pastimes for us to hear and chant about. So this is our business. And if we do it, then bhakti utpajate punksha will gradually, shanai shanai upramed, gradually awaken in the heart. All miseries will be extinguished, all ignorance, shoka moha bayapaha. One will become happy, blissful, and relish Krishna consciousness, seeing the deity, chanting the holy name. Have no doubt about it. Ashangshaya, Krishna says this, evam iti yomam evam asamudo. Asamudo, have no doubt. Krishna's purushottam, sasabhavit, all knowledge, all devotion will arise in one who does bhakti. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any points of discussion, questions? Friday. Jai. Chanaka Pandit, last thing I'm going to say. Chanaka Pandit says that time is the most valuable thing. You cannot buy it back with all the wealth in the world. So please utilize your time nicely in service, in Shravanam Kirtanam. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahaprana ki jai. Go Premanandi.